Salvation isn't based upon a promise that we made to God. I mean, how many times have we heard that? Well, yeah, I'm saved because I committed my life unto the Lord. You got a huge problem because there's a lot of things that God tells you to do. And if you've never read the Bible cover to cover, you know, he that keepeth the whole law yet offend in one point is guilty of all.
Amen.
So now what? So salvation is not based upon a promise that we made to God. It's actually based upon our belief on the promise that he made to us. That's what it's based upon. It's not based upon some promise. It's based upon our profession of faith in Christ. The Bible says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began.
Amen.
Well, yeah, but, you know, are you saying that people could just, by preaching that, though, you're going to give people a license to sin? You heard that before?
Yeah.
Look, folks, people sin with or without a license.
You
don't need a license to sin. It's like a bunch of people drive without a license all the time. There's probably people in this church that are driving without a license. There's probably people in this church that are driving with expired tags. And then it stopped you from coming to church. Now, did it? Oh, yeah, if you teach that, you're just going to give people a license to sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not, the Bible says.
Right.
Everyone is always sinning. Why? Because you have what's called a corruptible body. Your flesh is corrupt. It only knows how to sin. You understand? So to say, well, I stopped sinning. No, you didn't, because you just sin right now by saying that. It's called lying. It's called pride. It's called arrogancy. Looks like you failed already. So thankfully, our salvation is not based upon whether we cease from sin. Because we can't cease from sin. We will perpetually sin this side of eternity because we have a corruptible flesh, a corruptible body, and salvation is not based off of, you know, us making a promise to God, a commitment to God. Oh, I just commit to just live a holy life. Well, you've already failed. Because part of holiness is being honest, okay? Look at 1 John. Go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, if you would. 1 John chapter 5. So yeah, you know, the Bible says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. That's even more true for us in the New Testament because of the fact that the Holy Spirit of God dwells within us. Anywhere I go, he goes. And yeah, if I sin, I grieve the Holy Spirit. I can quench the Holy Spirit. But it never says or gives the caveat that if I do, that he'll leave me. Well, I saw a verse in the Old Testament where David said, "Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." Well, yeah, well, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit didn't dwell within believers. That is a New Testament phenomenon, okay, where Jesus Christ said that the Comforter would come and would that dwells among them, that he would dwell in them. That's the difference between Old Covenant, New Covenant. New Covenant, you have the Holy Spirit actually sealed within the believer as an earnest, as a deposit, as a down payment on you because God has bought you. Look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself," the witness referring to the Holy Spirit. "He that believeth not God hath made him a liar." Now, what is one of the most disrespectful things that you can do to God? Call him a liar. Now, anybody who believes that you have to repent of your sins to be saved or do works, they wouldn't outright say that God's a liar. But that's how God sees it, though.